Awake, sleeping soldier. The time is now. The time is now. Awake, sleeping soldiers. The time is now. The time is now. Awake, sleeping soldier. The time is now. The time is now. Awake, my father's children. The harvest is ripe.
The harvest is ripe.
But the laborers are few.
The laborers are few.
Awake, my father's children.
My father's children.
The harvest is ripe.
The harvest is ripe.
But the laborers are few.
But the laborers are few.
If you have been sleeping, wake up.
Yeah,
if you have been sleeping, wake up. If you have been sleeping, wake up. There is no time again. If you have been sleeping, wake up. If you have been sleeping, wake up. If you have been sleeping, wake up. There is no time again. Awake, my father's children. For the harvest is ripe, and the laborers are few. We need more laborers. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. We need men. We need men that will come out beyond coming to church on Sunday, beyond coming to church midweek service. We need men that we rise, that is the call to wake up. That is the call to wake up. We need men beyond coming to hear, pastor. What Bible have you read? Have you sat down to know what is in the scriptures? We need men. That is the call to wake up. Every day, pastor this, pastor that. We need men to check the scriptures again. We need men to wake up at midnight hours to pray. We need men to fast. We need men. No more calling of pastors in the midnight. You face any challenge. Pa, pa, pa. Oh, wow. It might be so funny, but this is the call to wake up. Beyond the song, beyond the lyrics, beyond the fine boy, beyond the fine girl, God needs men. That is the call to wake up. Will you continue in sin that grace may abound? There is a call to wake up. Will you continue in sin? If you do this one, come to church on Sunday and lead praise and worship, nobody will see me. Pastor will not see me. So you are enjoying yourself in iniquity. But don't forget, he said on the last day, I will say, get away, you workers of iniquity. You did anything in my name, but I don't know you. There is a call to wake up. Old soldier, I came to tell you that you have been a civilian for too long. You have been a civilian in the church for too long. There is a place for civilians and there is a place for soldiers. There is a place for civilians. You can be a civilian and allow the devil to make mess of your life. Every time your heart is a door, the devil can come in and go out. Peter Favor, the devil can come in and go out. But we need soldiers. If you see a soldier on the road, can you slap him? Whether rank, whether you know his rank or you don't, whether he's a student that just came out, can you slap him? A soldier can see you on the road and give you slap for no reason. He has right over you. He's not your father. He didn't give birth to you, but that identity. We need soldiers to rise in the church. We need soldiers to rise. This is the call to wake up. Wake up from that sleep. Every day you sleep, you sleep. Every night you sleep. Cannot sacrifice some minutes for him to pray. How many men after this meeting, we give a prayer time in the midnight and wake up to pray. You go to work in the morning, you say no time. Okay, in the night, we'll call. There is no time again, oh. Away. My father's children, the harvest is ripe. Pastor cannot do the work alone. Pastor cannot do the work alone. Hey, really work alone. Hey, more laborers need to rise. Can you give your to fast without the church routine of fasting? Can you give yourself time in and say, this week I want to fast? Nobody is asking you to fast sincerely. And you are fasting, you are not letting your neighbor know you are fasting. Some people just 12 to 12, the whole world will know you are fasting. Wake up. Please don't disturb me, I'm fasting. You are just breaking by 12. 12. You're saying you are fasting. Have you forgotten that Jesus fasted? He prayed. This was a man that God sent. He could have decided not to even pray and fast. Even if he knows he was God. He was God, but this man gave time to pray. He gave time to fast. He gave time. 40 days. He prayed. He tarried. He tarried. Are we born, but not for 2 days, oh. Not for 2 weeks, oh. What I need is eternal, oh. What I want is eternal. Are we born, not for 2 days? Not for 2 weeks, oh. What I need is eternal. What I want is eternal. I will burn not for 2 weeks. You catch fire after meetings like this. Maybe bring it down. Calm down, calm down, calm down. 1 week after this program, tomorrow you are still burning. Tuesday, the fire is still in you. What happens on Wednesday? The fire begins to quench. You just burned. You just carried fire that will last you for 2 days. Fire that will last you for only 1 week. After 1 week, you are in the flesh again. You are now calling pastor. I don't know what is happening to me. I don't want to do this thing. I find myself doing it again. Every time you go back, you come back. Lord, I don't know how I did it. You go back again. You need an internal fire. Not the fire that you come and do shakata. 2 days. After the third day, you are nothing. No. Are we born? Not for 2 days. Oh. Not for 2 weeks. Oh. What I need is eternal. So I will sing hallelujah till you return. Hosanna, Hosanna, I wait. I will chant the name of Jesus till you return. Messiah, oh, Messiah, I wait. I wait in thee, I wait in thee, oh. Oh, I wait. I wait in thee. I wait in thee. Oh, oh, I wait. I wait in thee. I wait in thee. Oh, oh, I wait. I wait. I wait in thee. I wait in thee. Oh. So if you don't help me, where else can I go? No, yeah. No. If you don't fix me, where will I run to? No, yeah, Jesus. I have nobody to go to. Even my pastor cannot save me. Even my protocols cannot save me. Only your blood, oh, only your blood, oh. So if you don't help me, where will I go, Jesus? Help my heart to love you. Help my heart away from my flesh, oh, Jesus. Help me to burn, oh, Jesus. Help me to burn, oh. Help my heart, my pastor cannot save me. Hey, those prophets cannot save me. If you don't help me, oh, if you don't help me, oh, bigger than as I live. This flesh will kill me if you don't save us now, Lord. This flesh will kill me if you don't help me now, Lord. My flesh will take me to hell. This flesh, this flesh. So save me. What you should cry before the end of this meeting is that, Lord, break me from this flesh. Because I can speak in tongues, and then there is something I battle in the secret. I can come and speak the way I'm speaking to you, but there is an addiction that I'm battling in the secret. Before you leave here, that God touch something in your heart. God must drop a heavy body, heavy, hey, weight.